Politics? Sports? Entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And good morning. I'm Allie Stevens. I am in for Mark Lawrence today. He is off hunting somewhere, and hopefully he is successful. But this is WKOK Sunrise, and I'm excited. I have a studio full of guests this morning. I would like to introduce Mike Miller.
Hi.
He is the senior pastor at Sunbury Bible Church.
Well, great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. And Brandy Heinzelman with Sunbury Bible Church also.
Hello.
Hi, Brandy. And then we also have a friend of mine for many years, Deb Brubaker. She's a Valley Advocate and volunteer.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning. So we are here to talk about an upcoming Night to Shine event at Sunbury Bible Church. Is this the first time for this event?
This is the first time for Sunbury Bible Church. It's been going since 2015.
Okay, so Night to Shine. Who wants to describe? I know it has to do with the Tim Tebow Foundation. You want to jump in, Deb?
The Tim Tebow Foundation has been holding this this is the sixth year. They started with 44 churches around the United States. They have it all on one night, and this year it's on February 7th, and they expect over 800 churches to participate, so I think that's great.
Wow.
I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and then I talked to Pastor Mike, and we hooked up together, and Sunbury Bible Church is the perfect setting for this. We are expecting a little over 100 guests to come, and the guests are people with special needs over the age of 14, and as I talked to the parents are so excited for this because they're kids get to experience something that a lot of them have not. Mm-hmm. And this night is very special for all of them. We treat them with like royalty. Everyone will be queen. Everyone will be king. We don't just separate anything. I guess the whole night is about acceptance and looking at people with special needs in a different view.
That's wonderful. So your setting is Sunbury Bible Church. I'm sure you're honored to be part of this event. And just talk about some of the logistics that you have gotten to get involved in this.
Yeah, we are. As Deb shared, there's been great growth of this over the last 5 years. And Sunbury Bible Church is honored to be an official host church. Night to Shine, the way that the Tim Tebow Foundation describes it, is a night that's centered on God's love for people with special needs. Hundreds of churches that we get to be part of all over the world, I believe over 30 countries, will come together to celebrate people with special needs and to crown each one king or queen of the prom. And, you know, while we get to do that on this night is celebrate these kids or honored guests, this is how the God of the universe looks at them every single day. They're
Absolutely.
Special, and we get to echo that on this night. God created them. They're not an accident. They were created by love, for love, and in love, and God has an amazing plan for each of their lives. And so we can't imagine anything more exciting than coming together to cheer that on. Some of these kids have never been celebrated like this. They've never been cheered for. They've never been clapped for. But this night, we get to do it. And so the night starts as they arrive. We're going to have a large crowd of people who will cheer, kind of like paparazzi taking mm-hmm. pictures and cheering for each one as they come in, and then there'll be an opportunity to get snazzed up a little bit, mm-hmm. and we've got some people who have volunteered with makeup and such for the girls and for the guys to be looking sharp, and obviously their picture taken, and then as they enter the prom, there'll be lots of activities, karaoke. There are different respite rooms, arts, that music, game room, that sort of thing, and obviously the dancing and the karaoke. And then during the night, there'll be a video link with Tim Tebow, who will crown each honored guest king or queen of the prom. And
wow.
We're just excited by that, and I can't wait for it to all take place.
Yeah, I think an important part of this, and this is why I continue to do the volunteer things and try to get life a little easier for people with special needs, is I recently did a questionnaire for Secret Santa. And I asked, what would you like? What do you need? Things like that. And under what do you need, one person wrote a friend.
Yeah.
And that just, it just tore me apart. And I think nights like Night to Shine will enable our people with special needs a chance to get together and make new friends and feel special. And we all need to feel special at some point in our life.
Absolutely. Okay. And they're going to be surrounded by, you know, so many folks from your congregation as well. I'm sure that your congregation is excited.
Yeah, absolutely. They are. We have so many people just wanting to volunteer, you know, from everything, every aspect of the committees. A person from our church is also part of that as well. So, yeah, everybody's really involved, excited, and
We have a great committee. We have probably have about 50 people who have chaired a portion. We've also had some great support from the community, and without the help from the community, we wouldn't be able to.
I mean, the outreach from the community has been bar none. Like, they have gone above and beyond.
They have.
You know, people, volunteers, to businesses. So we're really blessed of how much is
financial support. We have volunteer support.
I was going to say, what do you have any needs that are unmet at this point?
We do have needs that are unmet. It costs about between $100 and $125 per person to come to the prom. And that is a lot of money. The Tim Tebow Foundation, since it's our first year, they gave us a grant of $6,500. Mm-hmm. But we really need to raise at least $5,000 more so that we can pull off a night that I have dreamed of.
Okay.
I have big expectations.
Everything that we have coming is being either has to be donated or purchased. So the more money that we can get, the better the event will be for these kids.
Absolutely.
And obviously we want to go above and beyond for them. Mm-hmm. So we are really just trying to outreach and have the community partner with us, you know, to give these kids such an amazing night. So
I understand that, you know, there's a lot of good charities out there, and people have their hearts committed to certain things. So it doesn't matter if you can donate $10 or the Evangelical Hospital, which donated $1,250.
Which is amazing.
I'm really proud of them.
And we're even looking for things, you know, we're doing gift baskets for them, like little baggies. So filler things that we can fill it with, you know, gift cards.
If your organization has notepads or pens, pencils, sports bottles, and you can donate 100, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, and how should they contact? Should they call the church or should they call you? Or
There's a website. It's Night to Shine at sunburybiblechurch.org, and then we can get that to the right person on the team. I love the way, as Debbie and Brandy have shared, you know, lots of people coming together, and we're just amazed by this. You know, when we meet as a team to plan, there's, you know, folks who are volunteers or work for 3-4 different organizations. One of the things that's happening before this is a boutique where people who are donating like new, gently used formal wear. And The Well is a collection spot, Emmanuel Bible Fellowship Church is going to host the boutique for our honored guests right at the beginning of the new year.
And they have over 200 dresses that our guests can come in.
I've got like 14
Our guests can come in and they can pick a dress.
That's wonderful.
Free of charge. Yeah. Everything is free.
Wow.
We don't charge our guests anything. And the boutique is, like Pastor said, at the Emmanuel Bible Fellowship Church on January 2nd and 3rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and January 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
One thing we haven't discussed, you mentioned the number of folks that are coming, and I shouldn't say kids because a lot of these
I say kids too.
They're in our hearts and we care about them very much, but I know you've seen firsthand, a lot of people don't see them out and about in the community, so they don't realize how many folks with special needs live in our area.
We have, I also work with the Arc Susquehanna Valley, and we have probably 300 self-advocates, and they just try so hard, and they just want to be a part of the community, and they just want to be like everybody else. They want to work, they want to socialize, they just want to.
I think it's wonderful how many great organizations are here in the Valley that are working to do more, and you guys should be very proud of yourselves for your efforts on this project.
One of the things that we're really excited about doing is that each honored guest will be paired with a buddy, and so that's one of the things that we're doing right now is recruiting, and we have, you know, folks from our church and other churches, as well as reaching out to some of the local campuses where you can volunteer that night to be a buddy to one of these honored guests. And so we're going to do a training in January, mm-hmm. and so if someone's nervous about what do I do, that they'll be training with that. But that's something that I'm really excited about, where you'll come and you'll make a friend sure. for that night,
right.
and enjoy the dinner and prom together, and then the different things that happen throughout the night. And so that's a great opportunity.
Well, we're running out of time, so I want to get a final thought from each of you, and also I don't know the date of the event. I don't think I mentioned
February 7th.
February 7th. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll get started with Mike if you want to just give some final thoughts on anything we missed.
If people have questions or these things that we've talked about, maybe an honored guest that you'd like to have participate, you can go to sunburybiblechurch.org, and then right on the first page there, you'll see Night to Shine. Click on that, and there's an opportunity to register an honored guest. Do that. It's going to fill, so I would encourage you to do that soon. An opportunity to volunteer. And if you'd like to give to help make this an unforgettable night for an honored guest, you can do that on that page as well. That's sunburybiblechurch.org.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. And Brandy?
Yeah, I'm just so thankful to be part of this. And I think, Deb, for asking us to host it. And I just look forward to this night to share it with everybody. Yeah.
And I just like to say, if you have any interest at all and want to come February 7th, you can be outside and cheer our honored guests on. We appreciate that. We will live stream the prom in the church, so if you really want to see what's happening, you can come into the sanctuary and watch the prom. And just do it. Mm-hmm. Touch your heart.
Yeah. And if you're listening and you're a business out there driving to work and you're thinking, my business should contribute to this, give this the site again for us.
sunburybiblechurch.org.
And the main thing you need is funds.
We do. We need money. But we'll take your time. We'll take whatever you can give. We'll take your little gifts.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Deb Brubaker, Valley Advocate and volunteer and very active, across the community in a number of ways. Mike Miller is the senior pastor at Sunbury Bible Church, and Brandy Heinzelman with Sunbury Bible Church. We did have Denise Haddon here. She didn't really have much to say, but I know that this is a cause that is near and dear to your heart as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I made a career out of working with individuals with disabilities and special needs, and it's something that I've always been passionate about. So I can't wait to be involved. I'm on the committee to get everybody all gussied up for that. I've been trying to raise some money for that myself to help everybody get what they need. But this is, I can't even believe this is going to happen. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited, and everybody's been so great. I'm really thrilled and proud to be part of it.
Wonderful. And thank you, Denise, for your volunteer efforts as well. She's a Valley volunteer, and she actually works here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. So that is Night to Shine. Thank you, guests, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was thrilled to be here. And we'll get back to WKOK Sunrise.